Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Wednesday, the 18th of September. Finally, we arrive at a day that should have occurred months ago. The US Federal Reserve is going to start scrambling to catch up with the decline in US inflation, and it will cut interest rates today. This is not really an easing, although policy actually technically will be easier. It's a stabilisation that got delayed because the Powell Fed has failed to operate within a medium-term framework. Data dependency, at a time when data is not dependable, at least in real time, has caused unnecessary delays to the stabilisation of real US interest rates. The main reason that this delay in cutting interest rates has not done more damage to the US economy is that middle-income borrowers have not been too badly affected by higher rates. Obviously, the US mortgage structure allowed many to fix mortgage rates at absurdly low levels, meaning that the Fed's tightening cycle passed them by. In addition, the real interest rate for a borrower is calculated as the interest rate less income growth, and personal income growth has not slowed as much as price inflation has slowed, meaning that the real interest rate for borrowers has not increased too much. So, what to expect today? Most economists are looking for a modest quarter point reduction in interest rates. Financial markets, ever excitable, are still contemplating the possibility of a larger cut, but that would seem to smack of panic. Fed Chair Powell will, however, need to communicate that more cuts are coming and reiterate that the economy is doing fine, as the retail sales data yesterday signalled, bearing in mind that retail sales figures understate the strength of the consumer at the moment. A rate cut every remaining meeting this year would then take the target policy rate to 4.5%, and that will, in somewhat undignified fashion, help to undo some of the damage of the delay in cutting rates. We also get the publication of the fabled dot plot of FOMC members' projections for future interest rates. The dot plot is perhaps one of the least helpful initiatives to emerge from the US Federal Reserve in recent years. Trying to communicate something as complex and nuanced as economic policy with a collection of pixels on a page can be, to put it mildly, misleading. There is no communication about probability or risk, just an illusion of certainty in a world where no certainty exists. The UK August consumer price inflation data was about as dull as data can get. It came out exactly in line with expectations, and it's not showing any particular inflation threat. Some prices went up, some prices went down. It's all fairly normal behaviour. Airfares were the biggest contribution to inflation, which does suggest that the spending on having fun concept is not disappearing anytime soon. Moving up the supply chain, producer price inflation was lower than expected, and there were some downward revisions to previous data as well. From the glittering wonder that is the euro, we have the release of final euro consumer price inflation for August, which no investor is going to pay attention to. If Europe wants its data to have the drama of other countries' data releases, it needs to stop preempting aggregate data with national releases. The final consumer price inflation data is almost never revised from the initial data anyway. There are an unusually large number of European Central Bank speakers as well today. However, despite attempts by ECB President Lagarde to appear mysterious, there's not that much mysterious about ECB policy at the moment. Markets are expecting rate cuts at a steady quarter point to quarter pace, and ECB chatter is unlikely to dissuade investors from that belief. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.